Hi, I'm Justin Arnett Graham.
And I'm Nariba Shepherd.
And this is Terms of Service.
2024, bitch.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I was like, that's what I was looking for.
Well, it was a celebration.
And also, it is a celebration. Yeah. And, you know, this is a super special episode for a few reasons. And I want to acknowledge that when this drops, obviously we're currently in the new year, but this is my like big happy new year to everyone. They're like, they're talking about the new year right now, but
the
I was just like, yeah, we're talking about the new year right now. Okay, so happy new year to everyone. Happy new year to you, Nariba. And
year.
Just in case people did not notice this online, we are officially 3 years old.
Three.
Yeah. Yep. So it's wild, wild times, which I'm happy about.
Yes.
Yeah. So how you doing?
Well, mm-hmm. as we all know, it is winter and seasonal depression is on one. Anxiety really? High. I no longer socialize. I save all my energy for
You're
pretending at work. Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, like there we go.
But I'm glad that I made it out for today.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, because it is a small feat for me,
mm-hmm.
I have paid off all my loans on my lodge. For Animal Crossing. That's right, people. I started playing Animal Crossing and I own my own home. So
well,
suck it.
Yeah.
How are you though?
Not that well, you know, by comparison.
Oh, I am unwell.
No. I'm just
trying.
You know, I'm not living with the Animal Crossing, mm-hmm. but I'm doing my best with
keeping yourself alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Reminding myself to touch grass, but right now it's touching dirt and snow.
Yeah.
So low key snow, but you know.
I mean, it just randomly started happening.
Yeah.
Winter.
It's about time.
I'm just going to say this once because I know that I've brought it up in the past, but when people complain about the seasons, I'm like, the pattern is changing. They're like, well, winter used to be. Yeah, it used to be.
It used to be.
Global warming.
Yeah, this is very
all I'm
factual.
Saying. So, like, in my mind, winter technically starts in January.
That's fair.
Because in Chicago, it goes until April, maybe a little smidge of June. I don't know. We'll see what's happening.
April, definitely. Yeah.
But, yeah, we're trying to make it, you know?
Again, doing our best.
Yes.
And, you know, and I really think that the concept of doing our best is the perfect segue with mm-hmm. our two guests today that I'm so excited to welcome. Emily and Leanne.
Welcome.
How are you?
Hi.
Doing good.
Good, good. Feel free to
come
jump,
in.
jump on in.
We are all
know?
On separate audio.
Yes,
so they can find your voice
yes,
always.
Yes, I was like, I promise. And so just a little bit of background as to how Emily and I know one another.
Hey.
It is through an outdoor social club that we had met through. And yeah, we have been on a few adventures together. Nariba will...
I was about to be like...
Nariba will always talk about her...
The one and only time that...
But
I
also, I'm
major.
So surprised that you both haven't met because you were both on that adventure.
Yes, but I was trying to survive the entire time.
It was like, kayaking.
Yeah. Yeah, that was an interesting day.
Yeah.
I love how you kind of like was bringing up like the seasonal depression and like mm-hmm. what like that, because like that's how I initially decided to join Outsiders is mm-hmm. like, well, obviously it wasn't seasonal, it was summer,
yeah.
but it was like trying to like get out of my comfort zone, get mm-hmm. out
You're
of that.
You're preparing for the future.
Yeah.
You're like, I do this good thing now, it
yeah.
will matter later.
Or it was like
future
oh,
me is
yes.
going to be
yeah,
stoked
about this.
Yeah,
I was like, you
this.
Know, I'm trying to find like some new friends who are like more outdoorsy and whatnot. So I was terrified going. I'm a very outgoing person, but also very much of an introvert at mm-hmm. heart.
That's a very real
so
thing.
So this blessed human came and sat next to me on the bus and we chatted for the entire bus ride there. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun stories.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That could be a whole separate podcast.
That could
episode.
Be a whole different episode. I mean,
yeah.
that bus almost kind of fell into a mutiny because we were talking about pizza. I don't know if it was like the pineapple on pizza, thin crust versus deep dish. Yeah. I really don't know, but it was extremely divided.
I started that conversation. And you did start that conversation. No, that was a separate event. That was the tubing event.
I was not on that one.
You were on the tubing.
No,
that,
I was not.
Tubing? Where I wore rubber boots.
Okay, yes. There we go. Yeah, so all of these things are melding together. So
I mean, you did have pizza for the kayaking one, so it would make sense that a conversation would happen then. But I think we were all just so destroyed emotionally from the sun. It was a beautiful experience, but
there trauma bonding.
It was like the Simpsons clouds in the sky. Like, it was protecting nothing. It just looked good.
Yeah.
It looked real good.
I want to get back to pineapple on pizza.
Yeah. How do you feel?
Yes or no?
I think
that's a hell no.
It depends on some people can do it really well. Like, very few restaurants can do it really well. I've only had it like once.
Okay.
And it was okay.
Okay.
I'm
still standing firmly in my hell no.
So. It's my like deep seated hell no for me because as a kid, every other Sunday, my mom would get like bacon or ham and pineapple pizza because I grew up in Trinidad. So island, they're like pineapple on pizza.
And
we'd watch The Sound of Music every other Sunday.
Oh.
So both of those things are a hell no for me as an adult now.
Fun fact, I've never seen Sound of Music.
You can live your whole life without seeing it. But also it's not bad. It's not bad. It's overkill for me.
Yeah.
You know,
that's fair.
But I do like pineapple, grilled pineapple on a burger.
What is your favorite kind of pizza?
New York style, literally anything on it.
So I just have to go like Chicago classic, sausage, mushrooms, green peppers, like sign me up, thin crust.
Always.
I'm not even going to entertain a possible conversation about deep dish. Y'all can come for me.
I can go on a tangent about some deep dish places and my disdain for them.
Yes. Yeah,
but I will give a shout out to a place that I can actually enjoy only one slice of deep dish.
They're
in Lincoln Park, and it is Pequod's because it is absolutely
it's the
delicious.
Only appropriate.
So shout out to them.
I just went to the original Pequod's and it was amazing.
Yeah,
it was
the best.
Cute.
Yeah, it's
because
best.
They have the like cast iron pans that caramelize the cheese and
it's
the
magic.
Crust. Yes, it's the only place to do it.
And also, if you ever find yourself just to tidy up this pizza conversation, you know, with a bow, is is literally Vito and Nick's. If you have never been, you need to go. Out by Cicero, they have been in existence for over 100 years, and it shows.
Oh, shit, I have not been there.
But it's delicious, and it's a decision to go.
Should we make a field trip?
We most certainly can make a field trip to Vito and Nick's because it's phenomenal.
I thought you were just about to plug Paper Plane.
I was about to say Paper Plane, pizza that was here.
Well, that's because New York style pizza, is all I'm saying.
Okay, well.
I got
you. Up with a bow.
I got you, Dustin.
But really quickly, Leanne, what was your thought process on pineapple on pizza?
I like it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But
and that's the tidy up with the bow.
It has to be with like Canadian bacon or like ham. Like it has to be the combo. Yes.
Taylor ham.
Just those two together it's great. But not all the time. I'm a jardiniere.
Okay,
redemption.
In an effort to not make this whole episode about how delicious different types of pizza are, I want to continue our tradition. Leanne, beginning with you.
I forgot about this.
Oh my God, I have to go first.
Yes, you do have to go first. And Nariba, it's our tradition.
Yes.
So Leanne, what's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Oh.
And I embody the Cancer.
Okay.
I am emotional. Yeah. I'm everything Cancer.
Okay.
I legitimately just yesterday heard someone on the
train.
Our
producer's a Cancer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I'm also a Cancer.
Oh, double Cancer.
Oh, my goodness.
Dying. Okay. It's a triple threat today.
Yeah. So it's like, oh my gosh.
We're going to start crying over here.
Listen.
I might.
Yeah,
I have been crying like usually I watch Grey's Anatomy to cry once a week in my regular day-to-day life. But I've just been crying all the time, and I'm just like, this is fine.
It's
Like, everything's good. Sometimes it's just, I feel better afterwards, and it's nice.
It's very cathartic.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, great word. Love that.
Thanks. It's my word of the day.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, we're going to keep that energy.
No, so, I did hear ahead. Someone the other day was like, yesterday was like, I just looked up what it's like to be a Cancer, and you know, like, I just really am all of those things. I'm very much like a homebody. I like to create my own like atmosphere. I am emotional, but also like very driven in my emotions. And but then she started describing a Taurus right after and said the exact same thing. And I was like, bye, girl. But she was right about Cancer. Yeah. I love a Cancer.
We're good people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of my best friends is a Cancer, has the same birthday as my mom. And Missy Elliott, surprisingly enough.
Shout out Missy Elliott.
She's just like one of the most wonderful people in the entire world, and she just found out her dad has stage 4 cancer, and it's been real sad for us.
Oh my gosh!
So
everyone just like the cancer that we do not like.
Yeah, no. So everyone just positive vibes into the universe for young Ruby. But she, I think, it's really a strong suit for her being a Cancer in this moment, because y'all will cry, but you will also get shit done.
I 100% agree with that.
Absolutely.
There's been many text conversations between Leanne and I, or FaceTimes, of like, stuff is going down the hill, but we're getting stuff done.
Yeah, it's just like, but
we're like, roller sleeves up, we're doing this.
It's just like, it's one foot in front of the other, and I'm just like, let's make it happen.
So we're very lucky to have each other as we're going through this.
Yeah, I also think really, not to like toot our horns about Cancers, but I think what is really beautiful about Cancers is that, especially for me in particular, it's like, I can easily make friends with people or easily like get to know people. But like once you're in my close circle, like I will go through hell for you. Like I will go, I will do anything for you when you are close to me. So I think that's like a really unique trait of us, is that, you know, we can
very
have
protective,
these.
Yes, empathetic.
Very protective, very empathetic. I think one bad thing is that we help everyone else, but we're really bad at helping ourselves.
I agree with
or
that.
Or asking for help. I am.
That is one of my New Year's resolutions, is to like care for myself first.
Yes.
Right. You got to fill that cup, because I deal with that often.
Instead of filling up everyone else's cup.
Yes.
Do you know your rising signs at all?
I did.
I can't remember.
It's okay. I was just going to see, because like, that also has a lot to do with like the level at which you are operating in certain aspects of things. Yeah. But I mean, being Cancers also work very well for like the work that you all do.
Yeah.
I agree.
So it's like, you know,
That's a nice tea up there.
Yes. And I'm just going to go ahead and slam it with the alley-oop.
Yeah.
So with that, can you both speak about your respective backgrounds and ultimately what you are doing together now?
Yeah, so I can start. This is Emily. If you can't tell our voices.
Yes.
My name's Emily Miller, and both Leanne and I are part of an organization we'll get into a little bit after talking about ourselves, but it's called Junior Council. And I think both of us found it for various different reasons. So I come from a healthcare background. My dad was an anesthesiologist. My mom is a nurse. So grew up, you know, in that atmosphere, you know, having conversations at the dinner table that might not be the norm, dinner conversations. Or
what is normal, though?
Right. Or my friends kind of coin me as like the WebMD, and like, I just find it very fascinating, like the medical field, especially.
Also, proceed with caution with WebMD, just putting that out
there. Oh, yeah, 100%.
For those that are listening, it's just like,
as a Cancer, I can also spiral. 110.
Yeah. 110.
Yes. Right. Yes. And my mom has to reel me back in. But
it's like, you'll be fine.
Yeah. I forgot where I was going with that. But so
it sounds like you're a resource for the people around you.
Yeah. And I think, you know, always wanted to give back in some capacity, and I'm from Chicago, moved away for college and came back. Have always been
Where'd you go to college?
I went to University of Missouri, Mizzou.
Okay.
M-I-Z. People out there, Z-O-U.
Yeah.
But I've always, my friends will always say, again, as a Cancer, I'm always very active, very involved, very helping out. And I've always been a part of some sort of nonprofit, young professionals, organization and whatnot. And came across Junior Council, I think, right? Always knew about it, but didn't get actively involved until 2021. Really looking for a way to have a more of a direct impact to a population. Mm-hmm. It's part of another organization for many years, and the higher I up got in it, the more it felt like a sorority, and I was like, I've done that. I don't need that anymore. Mm-hmm. I also want a space where it's co-ed too. Want to find my future husband, but also but also just like a different point of views from different people. I think that's really important to have. So kind of landed in there. I'm in a marketing role in my professional life. Mm-hmm. And in COVID, transitioned out of private equity real estate into healthcare, because again, that passion has always been something I wanted to pursue. And starting up a new job soon.
Yes, congratulations.
Love a new job.
Yes. And Justin's mom actually helped me prep for some interview questions.
Ooh, shout out to Dolores. Yes, yeah. She did.
Yep. Thank you, Dolores. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's how I'm here now. And again, we'll talk about the organization a little bit, but I am the president of the organization this year. And,
awesome.
Was previously our corporate
She's
director.
Yes.
And as a Cancer, I am really bad at taking compliments, but thank you.
We're going to work on that.
Yeah. Yes. That's a New Year's resolution, but I'll tee it up to Leanne.
Great.
Let's go, Leanne.
First podcast ever. I'm nervous.
Welcome. You're doing great.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
The hardest part is showing up. You're good.
Literally.
Yeah. We're here. We're doing it.
We're doing it.
So Leanne Horinka, so happy to be here. Thanks for having us on the podcast.
Thanks for being here.
A little bit
Welcome
of background.
Welcome to the TOS fam. Woo! Yes.
Pineapples on pizza, horoscopes, this is my jam.
Depression,
mental health. We'll get into all that.
Maybe if you're lucky, I'll bring up some Real Housewives of something.
Ooh, no.
Okay.
Love that. Salt Lake City, what? Anyway.
I am from Rockford, Illinois. Shout out Rockford. Mm-hmm. So close to Chicago, but grew up there.
It's over by Woodstock.
Yes, you got to keep going, but we're up there. And so grew up there. I have been playing volleyball my whole life. So like volleyball has been a huge part of my identity. I was the club girly, went and played in college at Illinois State. Go Redbirds.
Awesome. Yay.
And I think volleyball has been such a big impact on my life and working with people and teamwork. And I think one of the things that kind of led me to nonprofit work following volleyball is if you were a college athlete, you kind of experience that burnout. Like, what's next? Mm-hmm. Like, I've been doing this my whole life. Like, how do I fill my cup? Like, where do I go next from this? And volunteer work was super important to me. Growing up, my family always took us to the Rockford Rescue Mission, and we served meals like since I was a kid. And I love doing that and love giving back. And it's actually really cool. This Christmas, we brought our whole family of 20 immediate family to the Rockford Rescue Mission. Yeah. And we served this year, and it was like the first time in like probably like 20 years that we've done it.
Oh my goodness.
It's amazing.
But I know like the impact it had on me and now all my nieces and nephews, but I've just always had like a passion for giving back. And, you know, one of the things that my dad always told me was the hardest thing to give up is your time. Mm-hmm. You know, we can all donate and give money, but giving back has just been really important to me. So I was super excited to find Junior Council. I was doing things, you know, odds and ends, volunteering at food pantries, and I really wanted to be part of something bigger. And Junior Council has been great. Like Emily mentioned, we'll talk about it more, but I did love the fact that it was co-ed. I love the cause. I have 10 nieces and nephews, and a lot of them have had to go to the hospital and have had things. So Lurie's Children's Hospital is super important in the work that they do. So I really resonated with the cause in the Special Infectious Disease Clinic. But yeah, so I mean, currently now in my job, I do business development for a tech company. So I covered healthcare for a while. So it all fits really well. But I love working with people, love giving back, and
That's great.
A little bit about me.
Well, and I just want to, you know, really highlight the volleyball aspects, because years ago.
Are you about to tell me you sportballed?
I'm about to tell you that. Yes. So there
no
was
water
this,
sports, though.
No. And also, to clarify for, because that could mean one or two different things.
Please.
Yeah, it's nothing on the river, and also none of those water sports as well. I'll
there
tell you about it on
my yes.
But so it's funny because I was a part of this sports team that was sponsored by a streaming service. And what was really great about it is we did kickball, volleyball, soccer, which, I mean, almost gave me a damn heart attack. but we killed it on volleyball. We were undefeated.
Oh my God.
For that entire series of volleyball. And I was like, I think I found my thing. And now, as we are kind of thinking about different elements of programming, you know, kind of off mic with terms of service, I'm like, how great could it potentially be to do like a volleyball game or something like that?
Yeah.
I want you both on the team. Okay.
I used to play volleyball too. I was not as good as Leanne.
Okay. We're both really tall, if you can't tell. So. Okay.
Yeah, no, I was just like, everyone's going to see the promo. It's going to be awesome. Yes.
Listen.
No worries.
I will 110% present as Daria. Just.
Just yes. The hand out. Yeah.
I love like, that. Yeah. Friends.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm not good at it, but I am competitive about okay. nothing and everything at the same time. So
I've never resonated with the statement more.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really care, but as soon as it starts, I'm like, I'm in this 110%. It's like right. when I go to the gym, I hate it the entire way there. And once I'm there, I'm like, oh shit, I could do this forever. Like,
yeah.
Once the pre-workout kicks in, then you're ready.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
I used to play basketball and volleyball, but basketball I used to fall out all the time because I got a little too aggressive sometimes.
I got banned from playing.
Which you wouldn't
tennis.
Like know from me.
I was
as
like,
if
really?
You know me, but yeah, I
no tea, no shade, and
on
no
the ground,
judgment.
Like clawing. Thanks, I don't have long nails. I'm not that girl.
Right.
But yeah, I used to follow out a lot, get to like four fouls, like just at the point of like fully being out of the game. But yeah,
no, I got banned from tennis because they said I was too aggressive, and my dad put me in jiu-jitsu and said,
"Love to do that."
Journeys, yeah.
Interesting.
You know? And also, before we continue this conversation, just want to give a shout out to this beautiful spirit-free beverage that we are enjoying.
It is giving imposter syndrome.
How is it giving imposter syndrome? This is delicious.
It's is so delicious, good. But like, do you see this presentation?
This
first
is
of all,
beautiful.
This is the most beautiful drink I've ever had.
I'm like, where is my
beautiful.
Phone? I need to take a photo. Yes.
The
stunning.
Photos are being taken right now. I promise.
Blow yes. off, Allie.
Yes. And so this is featuring Ritual Tequila Alternative with a non-alcoholic citrus spirit, hibiscus, Korean plum, agave, and lime. Excuse me, just tripped up over my words here.
You tripped over because it tastes so good.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So cheers,
cheers
my friends.
All.
Thank you so much, Ritual Zero Proof, and also Allie for killing this. This is beautiful.
110.
So I cannot fully turn around, but thumbs up, Allie. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Allie, I made a virgin margarita using the Ritual Tequila at work the other day.
Yes, fire.
Absolutely. See, there we go. Full circle moments.
Yeah.
Full circle moments. And so I'd really like to kind of get into the work of Junior Council, and you all are prepping for a very significant event coming up. And
tell us more.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, hear about the work that you all do at Junior Council. The partnership with Lurie's. I'm not going to get into it right now, but by the end of this conversation, I'm going to have a whole story about the Children's Hospital because they're very near and dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. And so we donate money to them every year. But we will get into that.
Yeah.
So, Emily,
so
if
I
you'd
can
like
kick
to start.
It off. Yeah. So we've been, you know, teasing up Junior Council with our little bit bios, but so Junior Council, we're a young professionals organization here in Chicago. We've been around for a little over 35 years, and we provide financial support to the pediatric and adolescent HIV and AIDS clinic at Lurie's Children's Hospital. It's part of a larger program that's called the Special Infectious Disease Unit both are very lengthy in titles, but have a very amazing purpose at the hospital. So being a part of Junior Council, we have a direct impact on fund supply to the clinic, and the clinic can use that money. What's beautiful about it is it's very personalized every year, so they can use the funds where patients need it that year.
Wow.
And so the clinic in itself is not a big revenue driver for the hospital. I think sometimes they actually lose money because of the community that they serve and the cost of medication and the cost of treatment. So our support has a significant impact on the patients and the clinic.
It's tangible results as
So we actually just had, at Junior Council, we have a monthly member meeting, the second Wednesday of every month, which our next month, well, this is going to be airing a different time, but if you're ever interested, the second Wednesday of every month at the Drake Hotel at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. We used to meet at the hospital, but with COVID, restrictions are a little bit more limited, especially during flu season. So The Drake Hotel Leanne has worked her magic and gotten this, an amazing partnership with the Drake Hotel, which we'll get into in a second. But we meet there the second Wednesday of every month, and we just had our now... The organization was created by Dr. Chadwick, who has since retired, and is a very well-deserved retirement. But she has her new leader as Dr. Howe, and she just did her year in review of Junior Council and the impact that we have. And I think that presentation, now being the president of the organization, I almost cried during it. Mm-hmm. I also was coming off of being really sick, so that could also be part of it.
No, I almost cried and I was not sick.
So. Yeah. I think sometimes when you're in a certain position or when you're really close to something, you lose sight of the impact that you have, or you lose sight of everything that you do. If you can't see this, but they are side-eyeing each other right now.
It's deep-seated.
Yeah,
because when you're in it, it's hard to see the residual effects of it. It's like, when you're in the forest, can you see the trees?
And I think something that... So Leanne and I have both been on the board for 2 years now, and as an active member, we've been total for 3 years. We joined it at an interesting time where... coming out of COVID, still a little bit in a COVID atmosphere, and memberships across every young professionals board, every organization, company was all at a low. Mm-hmm. Retention was terrible. We couldn't do events. And this was the same for any organization. Yeah. They were really having a hard time with that. So we're coming in at a really unique time where the first year that we were on the board, I was our corporate director, Leanne was marketing. It was tough. Mm-hmm. It was tough getting people excited to come back. It was getting tough to make sure that we have the funds needed to make an impact to the clinic. And this year, I'm not the best at hyping myself up, but we've done a really we've done a really amazing job of not only every event we've sold out.
Oh yeah.
We've succeeded all of our benchmarks in terms of goals that we want to sell for tickets, for silent auction, attendance. We're crushing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that's
knocking.
That's amazing.
But I think it really goes to not just the greatness of the events, but it also goes to back to our members. And hopefully some of you are listening to this. I will make sure some of you listen. I want you to recognize that you're doing an amazing job for us. But at this meeting, she had this PowerPoint presentation, and it was a really cute PowerPoint presentation. She was like stalking our Instagram and like, and our website and all the stuff that we're doing and highlighting all the stuff. And I was like, that was this year.
Yeah.
I felt like it was 17 years ago. So to kind of put that in context, since inception, we've raised $2.7 million for the clinic.
Oh, dang. Hell yeah.
And this year alone, we have raised $40,000 for our scholarship fund, which has tripled or doubled since we initially created the scholarship fund. So any patient of the clinic can apply for the scholarship fund that they can be used for any further education, whether that's community college, whether that's college, whether that's, you know, a trade school, and that funds could be used for anything, not just education. It could be used for transportation, a meal plan, supplies for school. Oh, yeah. So it's like, because a lot of scholarships are very limiting in how you can actually right. use the money. Yeah. But yeah. we recognize that there might be other basic necessities that you need to pursue a career.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it was a really cool experience as an active member. You can be part of our scholarship review committee. And have that direct impact of allocating funds. We make sure everyone who applies get some sort of allocation. And then we have a ceremony for them. So it's a really beautiful experience. And
that just touched my heart. That's
also
awesome.
Like, remember before everyone got here today, I was talking about how I'm looking into doing like the medical billing classes through mm-hmm. city colleges. Mm-hmm. And I feel like all of this conversation is just like doubling down on my decision to like do this thing because I just want a sense of stability. And yeah. I feel like I love bartending. I love being in the food service industry, but like in the winter months, it does not hit the same.
Yeah.
Right. So I feel like this energy is like, this is what you're going to be doing. Do the thing. But yeah. also like,
go ahead.
Damn, y'all really did a lot last year.
Yeah. And I think it's really cool because we have like an event. It's in the summer. It's called our boat party, which you guys are always going to be invited to all of our future events.
Yes.
yes.
But it's always been a difficult event to
Love
sell
a boat
out.
As long as I stay off sell the
out,
water.
Sell out a boat?
Yeah, because I think it's the time of year. It's always been like during Air and Water Show weekend. You know, we try to keep our ticket sales. We'll get into this a little bit about diversity and inclusion, but we try to have a variety of events at different ticket points, different mm-hmm. price points to make right. sure that anyone can attend. But in previous years, it's always gotten close. It's like 100 occupancy that we did our thing for, and it's always been like 80 or 70 or whatnot. Right. It's like, we had 105 this year. And I was like, I don't think the captain's going to count. So let's go a little bit. So it's just like, there's always like the struggles of like, are we making the right decision? And then the event comes or the something comes and we exceed everything. So it's been a really rewarding experience. And I really, again, going back to that one member meeting, I really loved hearing all of the impact that we've had. And just like the retention that I feel like we're going to get from membership this year right. because of all of that. And that's what keeps me motivated, what keeps me going, to really be able to financially and emotionally support the clinic.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll toss it over to Leanne for a little bit to talk about. I kind of monopolized a little bit.
I think you did great. Yeah, and I think like amazing. One of the things too, like with the clinic, how you mentioned, like it isn't just like a, here's all the money, it mm-hmm. goes towards medication. It's mm-hmm. really what the patients need. And I thought something that was really special is because it is a pediatric and adolescent unit, but mm-hmm. some of the things that they spend money on are the moms. Like, moms don't have strollers. They don't mm-hmm. have basic needs for their children to take care of them, or say they went through the program and they're still struggling. We're still able to help them. So right. it's really up to the hospital to decide how they use the funds. And I think that's really special because it doesn't matter who you are. You know, if you need help, they will use those funds to go and make sure right. you're okay.
And I like that it gives a sense of like self-advocacy mm-hmm. because people very often don't want to ask for help. And
as
they
a cancer,
don't.
I can't relate to that at all.
I mean,
like, what do you mean?
As an Aries, I live my life in that lane, just like holding it down. I'm actually the sheriff. But
heard that.
It's deep rooted. Mm-hmm. But I like learned a lot in a death and dying class about like dignity. And yeah. dying with dignity is something different, but like that's when I first really understood like the way that dignity has so many levels. And yeah. I think that giving someone the option to apply to something that can be used for anything within the realm, instead mm-hmm. of like, you can only specifically use it for that thing, that gives people a yeah. more sense of like, oh shit, I can like ask right. for this.
Yeah.
Well,
and something yeah. that's also cool with that is that part of the funds that we supply every year, yes, go to medication, they go to transportation, they go towards basic necessities like toiletries, but they also go to help fund staff as well. Oh, so we have an amazing social worker, Ben, who any patient who applies for the scholarship program, he'll help them with the application process. He'll help them with the questionnaires, putting together the resume. You know, because of the population that we serve, sometimes that is might be a, of a struggle too. So 95% of our population comes from low-income families. So he is really there, and he is their best advocate. He is there to make sure that and anything that they were putting their best foot forward. So it's really cool to like hear his side of the story as well. And he is always there for those patients.
Just for like knowledge for people listening, do you have access to like translators?
So the clinic, so Dr. Howe is fluent in French, and then they also have another provider that was just started who is also fluent in French. I believe they also have some Spanish-speaking providers as well. Because the French language is definitely one of the more second language, and also Spanish for those populations. So they make sure that the providers can help with that as well.
You know,
one thing that I have been thinking about listening to you both talk about junior counsel is people that, are listening to, this episode, they're probably going to wonder, like, what is the common thread through hospitality? And so the first thing that I'm going to mention is the idea of integrity, right? And so back in season one, when we were wee babies, we sat down with our friends from Grocery Run Club, which have been killing it. And they are like, we love you so much. And
but
shout
also
out to
like
you.
Killing it in the marathon world. Doing all the 5Ks and shit. I'm like, I do
not run for sport
and fun.
You're like, I do it for danger.
Yes.
As a woman in Chicago, I do it for danger.
Yeah. And so it's really important.
And the train.
Fair. It's really important for people to understand the overall, and this was the name of that episode specifically, the integrity of need, right? Like feeling empowered to actually ask for assistance and feeling as if you are worthy of asking for assistance while also accepting said assistance as well. And I think it's really, really, really powerful because people in, the industry are consistently looking for resources, but they never know not only where to start, but also to get them to the assistance that, they so desperately need, because there's always that disconnect. Right? Like,
like, oh, I'm fine. Like, I can keep going, blah, blah, blah. Literally, my teeth are like rotting in my mouth.
So it's like these things that just become so important, just, you know, from an economic and a, you know, economic, excuse me, a societal and economic standpoint. And I think that the work that, you know, junior counsel has been doing is absolutely amazing. And the one little thing that I'm going to mention is that I love, love, love the Children's Hospital, which is now Lori's, because when I was 2 years old, I suffered a stroke and they saved my life.
Yeah, they did.
Yes. And I was airlifted from KinderCare. If y'all know what KinderCare is, shout out to y'all, because my God, and I don't even know if they exist anymore, but if y'all do, thanks, because y'all are awesome. And so airlifted from, KinderCare to the Children's Hospital at the time, you know, it was just a whirlwind. You know, like, my mom will tell anyone that will listen, don't let August 20th roll around, because she'd be like, this is the day. This is the day to where I almost lost my sunshine. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, Mom, stop it right now. And she leaves me the most beautiful voicemail every year on that date. And not only did they help me in whatever I needed, and I mean, this was years long, right? Like, I had to go to speech therapy. My R's came out like W's. I mean, listen, I was like,
you're doing great.
Thank you so very much. I mean, because it used to be wild and rocky. Okay. And the way that that just slid off my tongue is amazing. So thank you so much.
Listen,
speech pathologist out here.
I'm just going to, yes. double down that yeah. the 20th is the beginning of Virgo season. So not only are you a Virgo rising, but you came back second life Virgo.
Well, there we go. I was just like, oh my gosh. I was like, look at me, this
You
phoenix.
Were meant to organize.
I could definitely see that. But also, it was the support that the hospital provided my mother at the time. And she was like, I had no idea where to start. And, you know, that's a big thing for the industry.
Especially as, like, a Black woman going in to advocate for her Black child and it being, they don't need to know the specific number of years because you are young and fresh and thriving at all times.
Oh, but thank you. Thank you so very much. Because I said August 20th. I did not drop the year. I was like, it was August 20th. and so I really want to hear about your upcoming event and everything that is going into it. And talk to me, like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Right. I'm happy.
Give us the scoop.
I think before I turn it over to you, I want to, like, tie in that little quick nugget really quick. Because I think coming off of post-COVID, and Leanne can speak to this, of, like, finding partnerships were a little bit difficult because we haven't been there for 2 years.
Right.
So Jess and I were having organic conversations, and Justin knows everyone.
Yes, literally.
So that's kind of how this came about. So really appreciative, like, using the connections that you guys have, using the knowledge that you guys have to make the event that Leanne's going to talk about the most amazing event that's going to be in Chicago this year.
See, yes, I was
Best
just like...
Best event of the year.
Yes, I was just like, premiere
Best night
event.
Of the year.
We love that. Absolutely. So
Yes, and we cannot do this event without our hospitality partners, as I am getting a drink from Ritual.
Yes, thank you, Allie.
Here, I can pass it over. There we are. All right, perfect. So let's talk about Snowball. Mm-hmm. It is...
Also, a regular Snowball... Nothing else.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes.
Correct. Yep.
Some of our people are dirty.
I get what you're saying now. I was a little confused at first.
No.
Oh, I picked up real quick.
Continue, Leon.
Oh, my goodness. So, Snowball, the gala, our 35th annual gala. So this is our largest fundraising event of the year. Emily mentioned we do boat party, we do happy hours, we have a golf outing. We do a lot of stuff, but this is our biggest event.
I'm interested in golfing.
Yes.
So
the golf outing
is
a blast, and we always need hospitality partners.
I have never done it. Yeah. I've never golfed. I only mini golf, but I am
To be honest, you don't need to know how to golf. You just come out and have fun and raise money for the kids.
Hell yes.
Perfect.
So, Snowball, like I mentioned, it's our 35th annual. So this is no stranger to Chicago. This has been going on for years and years and years. And it is such a fun event. It's our signature black tie gala. This year, it's going to be on February 24th at the Drake Hotel.
Awesome.
Shout out the Drake. They're amazing. We've been hosting all of our member meetings there and have a really good partnership. So we're super excited to host there. It's such an iconic space and fits really well with our theme, which is Old Hollywood.
Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah. You're doubling down
and
on the haunting.
I'm trying to get a Marilyn Monroe impersonator, like TV. Just a Frank Sinatra walking around.
I mean, also, you should tap into the drag community.
Yes. Yep. That is a good idea.
I have some friends I can...
Let's connect after this.
Yes.
We'll connect offline.
Yes. Off mic. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also forgot to mention my role is the Snowball director. Now as we're like however long into this we are, I am solely responsible for planning this gala.
Okay. Yes.
Along with our other directors. let's get back to it. The event is from 7 to midnight. It is open bar. So that's where a lot of the hospitality partners come in, because this event is solely donated outside of the space that we get. All of our food, alcohol, decor, anything we can get donated down to bar fruit. Literally limes and lemons. Like,
do you remember that frantic text I text you? Be like, do you know a limes and lemon person?
I do.
You know, because
I was like, let me. Let me ask.
I was like, probably.
I know some people who could get you some limes and lemons. Yeah.
Those little things add up. Yeah. So anything that we can get donated, we do. And so we have a ton of great restaurants on board this year. It is small bites, so it is not a seated gala. It's cocktail style. So you can go around, grab different types of foods, different cocktails. We are partnering with Ritual, which we're super excited about, to have non-alcoholic options.
Listen, but the strength
is... Right? I haven't even tried this one yet.
Hold on. You should try it.
Yeah. It also smells amazing.
Is this orange blossom at all?
It's delicious. Well, this is featuring Ritual Gin Alternative with grapefruit, rose water, club soda, and garnish with Italian herbs.
Yes.
So, okay. Cheers. You might find us at Snowball.
Oh, yes.
John new at this podcast. I'm going to just hit my mic.
You're good. Marcus is going to be like, ding.
Sorry, Marcus.
Yeah. So I apologize to him all the time. You're good.
Back to Snowball. Mm-hmm. So yes, we do have our hospitality partners for food and beverage. We'll have a silent auction. So that is one of our biggest drivers at the event. So things from like staycations to spa experiences. There's something for everybody. Portside Bulls tickets, you know, things like there's something in there for everybody, but that will be going on and that will launch 2 weeks before the event. So if you're unable to attend, you can go and bid on items real time
or to bid on early.
Yeah.
Lock your price in.
So we will have a silent auction, and then there will be some really great entertainment this year, which we're excited about. So Hello Weekend will be our band.
Oh my goodness.
They're awesome.
Yes.
Who's also a cancer survivor.
Oh.
Yeah, the lead singer. She's a cancer survivor.
Oh my gosh. Honestly.
Yeah, so they're great. They'll be jamming out all night. Mm-hmm. And then in between, we have DJ Mike Caliber. We just partnered with him for our Snowball kickoff event. He's also on 107.5, so he's killing it.
Yeah.
We're happy to have him at the event. And then
WGCI.
Shy's number one for hip hop and R&B.
Yes.
I just rolled off the tongue.
I knew it was coming. Yeah.
And then our MC this year is Rod Thill. So he's also known as It's Me Rod on Instagram if you know him.
Oh my God. Okay. So I can officially make this comment. It's like, if you come out to this event, you will leave snowballing, Dab. You're welcome, Justin.
Oh my God.
Yes. I'm obsessed with him, by the
way. So we love Rod. Rod is such an advocate for, you know, mental health. Mm-hmm. His family is in the healthcare industry, and he's super excited to be on board this year. So we're excited to have him. But it's just a really, really fun event. We're also having a after party at Bodega Nightclub.
Oh my gosh. Are y'all about to force me to go to a nightclub for the first time ever?
Yes.
I reserve a nightclub for like 2 or 3 times a year. One's for one of my best friend's birthdays. Second is for Snowball. And then like another one if I'm feeling frisky. But like it's limited to 3 times per year now that I'm in my 30s.
I have made it 33 years without ever going to a nightclub.
Ever?
And I think, yes.
It sounds like this is your year.
Yeah.
And
I would love to be on this journey for you.
And also, where we're at right now.
I wouldn't, in my brain, when I think of like a club, I'm thinking of like Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of.
My mom calls them lounges.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, I think you should come to the lounge. So everybody,
yes, thank you.
Everybody that comes.
Tell your friends to come to the lounge.
You get free entry and a free drink if you attend a Snowball. And so we're excited about that. But just to wrap up Snowball, we'll have a lot of different photo opportunities. It's just a really fun night to get fancy for a cause. Grab your friends, your family, your coworker, your exes, you know, whoever you want to come.
You know, judgment-free zone.
And one thing I will say is I think it's misconcepted a lot because we're called Junior Council. It is for all ages. So anybody can attend. My parents are coming. Shout out. My mom's coming. It is all ages. It's just a great gala. It's a great time, and it's so much fun. So we may or may not have a promo code for the listeners.
Yes. Oh.
us.
So tickets are normally $180, but we'll offer $20 off if you want to purchase your ticket. And that will be Snowball 20.
Perfect.
So you get a little discount for listening today.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. See, we love a promo job.
Yes.
Promo job.
Absolutely.
Came prepared.
Yes. Yeah. And one thing.
It's also going to be an espresso martini bar, too.
Oh, yes.
Me and
how could I have forgotten that?
Stay woke.
That should be on that espresso martini bar. Absolutely. Yes. So just to kind of, you know, talk about the nonprofit world specifically, or just, you know, on a larger scale, right? So in the ever-evolving landscape of nonprofit work, what strategies do you employ to stay innovative and adapt to changing circumstances? Which I know that that is quite a significant question. Yeah. So feel free to answer it however you would like.
Yeah. So I think as I approach this year, I always lead with transparency. So I think to back it up for Junior Council, we have our executive board, which Leanne and I are on, and then we have our vice president and treasurer. And then below that, there is 10 other members on our board of directors, and then we have members or committee leads and then members. So there's different, I don't want to say tiers, not like a pyramid, but like different membership opportunities. And something that I really wanted to go into this year is trying to be as transparent as possible, really being authentic with everyone that I'm working with, probably because I'm a Cancer. How many times can I mention that today?
Listen,
we're gonna work that into the episode title, Cancer energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So something that we did, and our membership director, Sarah, led this year, is starting off the year with a membership survey. Knowing what we can have an impact, but where can we make the biggest impact? And that's our membership, and that's our members, and what we do as an organization that ladders up to a larger nonprofit impact. So we surveyed all of our members and, like, you know, why did you join? Why are you staying? What areas improvements do you want? This kind of covering the full gambit. A lot of it was really good responses, but unfortunately there was a few that were like not the best, but it was actually good hearing that because it shows that we have areas of improvement. I want people to be candid. I want people to be honest with us.
Yeah, not everything is rainbows and fairy tales.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Especially a nonprofit, and people need to understand that.
Yeah. And I thought it was really good. And it started off the year, you know, when I first read that, I was like, not feeling the best with it. And I also work closely with our Hospital Connect, Haley at Lori's. And I was like, yeah, we did the survey. You know, we got a few responses that aren't like in the best light, but it's a really good opportunity to turn around. Like, we're really fresh into this new year. One of the big things was, if you don't have a connection to a hospitality partner or a corporate sponsorship or a fundraising connect, I'm not valuable. And that hit me hard. And I was like, I don't want anyone to feel that if they don't, because it's funny, last year I was our corporate director and I was like, I am not a salesperson in any way, shape or form, but here I am doing that.
Right.
And I don't want to turn anyone away from being a member if they don't feel like they have those contacts, because there's so many other ways that you can make an impact.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So going off of that, something that we're really pushing hard this year is more volunteer events. You know, given our population, we can't work as directly with the patients, one from a privacy standpoint, but also just a vulnerability standpoint.
Yeah, true.
So we've been partnering with a lot of really great community partners, Brown Elephant, Cradles to Crayons. And then we also bartended at Market Days and Pride Fest this year.
Great.
So I think just listening to what people want and listening to why they join something and using that information to retain them.
Yeah.
We do a really good job of acquiring new members, but I think any organization has a hard time retaining membership, which is actually kind of funny because that's what my new job's going to be. But I think having that emotional connection to something and feeling heard is what's going to keep people staying.
Right. Because you have to be pliable.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah. So that's something that we've been really trying to pursue this year, is having diverse events. So it's not just all alcohol focused events, because there is, you know, I think with any young professional board, sometimes there is a misconception that all we're doing is partying.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
Right.
There are some, you know, more alcohol focused events, but there is, you know, at every event that we have, we always make sure that our mission is first mm-hmm. in anything that we do. And having those more diverse events, like, yes, bartending is like, it was still bartending, but it was at, you know, our community partners or right. the volunteer events that we're doing, or really making sure that people who either are sober curious or sober at Snowball can have an opportunity to feel a part of the group.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, last year we had some, you know, non-alcoholic partners, but not as big as that we're going to have this year. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really excited about partnering with Ritual. And we also have another one as well, but making sure that everyone feels included and doesn't feel, I think sometimes when you go out and you get a non-alcoholic drink, the cup is very different.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
it's almost like the,
yeah. I had one of those last night and I was like, I got a horchata. Like, I'm drinking a cup of milk at the bar.
Yeah. And that's not going to be the case.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that everyone, even if you just want a break from one drink in the night,
right.
you don't feel like you have this like spotlight on you.
Yeah.
So absolutely. I think a weird way around me answering the question, but I think it's just like listening to what people want and how can we adapt that to what is accessible to us.
Yeah, yep. So essentially responding to the feedback that, that you've gathered.
Yeah. Right? And obviously this is going to air after this, but again, our member meeting in January, we're having at the hospital. This is the first time that we're having our member meeting in a year at the hospital. And we're going to be doing a tour of the hospital, probably hopefully getting into a an inpatient room. And that was direct feedback from our members. Like, how can we get back to the hospital? It's like, mm-hmm. well, we have to like comply with everything. We have to make sure that we're being safe and being respectful of the hospital. Cause now our attendance at our member meetings is like up in the 60s. So I don't want to overwhelm the hospital too once a month. Mm-hmm. So really just like listening to what people want and reacting to that, whatever is in our power that we can do. Obviously, there's going to be limitations that we have, but trying to listen to them as much as possible. Back in December or end of, in November, we did we have a work night too, which is the third Wednesday of every month, where members can have more hands-on experience of what we're trying to do. And we made holiday cards that we can give to the patients at the clinic in December. And what was really amazing from that outcome, one of our members is a teacher. And she actually asked if her kids can write additional holiday cards.
Aww. Aww. That's so cute.
Yeah. So shout out Erin.
Yeah.
So her kids helped write even more cards.
So precious.
I know. And it's like coming from kids too. Yeah. So like the little chicken scratch writing and all of that.
Some of us adults still have that, but you know,
I mean, same. I have a doctor's handwriting without a medical degree.
I am very, very guilty.
I just want to like stitch together that whole piece of like doing surveys and listening to the feedback. Yeah. That has been a common thread with everyone who we've talked to who's a nonprofit, because Not 9to5 and Healthy Poor both talked about the same things in our sit downs, but like the other part of that is also depending on what the community who's being surveyed looks like. We also have to acknowledge that a lot of the time the information that you're getting back is going to be more so from not people of color.
Yeah.
And so you have to like also take the extra step to like communicate and have people around who can help you like see a rounder picture of everything. And it's very revealing also that you are so willing to talk about that transparently.
Yeah.
When it comes to like the feedback that you got and how you like want to approach this, which is something that not a lot of people are willingly going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And so that also like builds a lot of trust with the people that you're interacting with and you're serving in your work.
Yeah, 'cause there is an element to where people of color often do feel left out of, you know, decisions and strategies, because at a certain point it's like, well, more often than not, unfortunately, they represent a smaller percentage of the actual organizational footprint.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, well, you know, it's only X amount. It's like, you know, they can take it or leave it, which is why people don't feel empowered to provide their feedback, because it's not analyzed through their lens to actually come closer to being something sustainable for them within the context of said organization.
Yeah, and that's something, so...
Hospitality, listen to this.
So, yeah, yes. our membership chair, our membership director, Sarah, kind of kicked off that that survey this year. But we also do a DE&I survey towards the end of the year, led by our education director, Charlotte. And we do it year over year. Obviously, like, I work in marketing, so, like, response rate sometimes and stuff is not great. Mm-hmm. And, like, we're trying to get as many people to do it. But we definitely try to improve on certain areas, making sure that we have a more diverse membership across everything, across gender, across background, across ethnicity, like, all of the areas. Because we, up until recently, have leaned more heavily female. Mm-hmm. We're definitely seeing a more uptick in males joining junior council as well, which is great. Mm-hmm. So trying to improve it year over year, you know, sometimes it's going to be slower in certain areas, mm-hmm. sometimes, but at least any progress is really great progress. And I don't know if just because I'm like the president this year, but I've definitely seen a more diverse membership, and also age too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because our dues are $100 annually, which is pretty low for a young professionals board. Because again, we want to reduce the barriers to entry. Mm-hmm. It leans a little bit younger sometimes. And I also think the cognition of junior council doesn't help with that too. So I love that this year we have some moms, we have some older individuals joining, like, I say older, like my age, I'm 30.
Seasoned.
Seasoned.
But just really making sure that we have a wider range of members. And I think what's also really cool is that we have a lot of people who have formed really amazing friendships who span across a lot of different backgrounds too. Mm-hmm. So that's been really cool as well.
I think too, like, we are doing that within the membership, but also we've tasked the whole board to have 2 to 3 DE&I goals this year. So how are you going to change your role? It can't be the same one from someone's last year. Right. So, like, for me this year, it's getting minority-owned, woman-owned businesses at Snowball, like, getting non-alcoholic drinks. Like, how can I be more inclusive in planning Snowball? Same with our marketing team, education, and just giving goals each year and then reporting back on those. So we think it's super important, and we're, you know, trying to expand and grow. Like Emily mentioned, with COVID, we were doing member meetings on Zoom. And if you're working during COVID, just like having meetings over Zoom, you don't connect with people. It's burnout. No, so like, we're just really
Zoom
rebuilding.
Still very much a thing.
It is. But trying to like bring people together and talk about our cause and rally people to do like virtual events. Like, that was hard. So we're really just rebuilding, restructuring, making sure we're putting those goals in and doing the right things.
Well, and thank you both for that, because that is phenomenal work, truly. Oh, yeah. And one thing that, well, another thing that I definitely want to touch upon as we're coming up on time is nonprofit work can feel extremely thankless. Obviously, there are certain wins within the context of the work, but especially the work that Junior Council is committed to and the messaging around that and the realities of everything not always being such a win.
Mm-hmm.
How has that been in regards to like a mental toll?
Yeah, great question. I think that there definitely can be periods, especially for me, like I hold myself to really high standards and I hold
Not a cancer.
I also hold my board to really high standards as well. Because of what we're doing, not because I'm being a dictator or anything like that, but because I want to make sure that we're doing it for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. But I think celebrating the small wins, celebrating the little things that may not look like they matter, but you know, we had a member post an end of 2023 Instagram story of a carousel. 70% of the people in the photos were junior council members that he met this year.
Aww. Oh, wow.
And it's like things like that that make me happy of what I do. There is a group of three girls that all met at a junior council meeting and now they're best friends.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't have met without junior council.
Yeah. Being an adult and making new friends is crazy. Yeah. Personally, I'm not here for new friends. But.
Yeah. So it's like those little things that happen on a day-to-day basis.
It's community building.
It's community building.
Well. Yeah.
And then it's like, I mean, at our golf outing this year, we raised $13,000.
Yeah.
And it's up until like, I don't know how our corporate director, he knows every single family friend. Literally, he got every single hole sponsored, plus some had double sponsorships. I'm like, did you just harass your family's Rolodex of contacts? Because go off.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So
no, that's
amazing. It was like using the resources that we have to make an impact. And like, that's what keeps me motivated.
Yeah.
Having a great team that I can rely on, not only for junior council stuff, but I've also gone through a lot of family stuff this year. And like, I feel like a lot of work and all of this, just like a big mental hit. So having an executive board and having a board of directors where I'd be like, hey, I'm not okay right now. I need you guys to step up
support
in this period of time. Yep. Like I had to fly down to Florida for a family emergency and like, you know, my executive team stepped up during that time period, or like our first member meeting, I had food poisoning and I was like, I'm sorry, I can't come.
Oh
like,
my goodness.
Can't be that.
So
can't
I think it's those, it's all the small things, but it's also the large things that, that keep you motivated.
Yeah. And I can tie in too. I think, you know, it's hard. Like what we do isn't easy, and it's like Emily's doing an amazing job as president this year to keep everybody motivated because this is an unpaid role. Like we have, how many on our board? 12?
12 or 13?
Yeah, 12 or 13 people that are just, we all have our own jobs. We all have our own lives, our own friends. And we are spending time on this day in and day out for this cause. Oh, and it's volunteer work. So while we all get stressed and we want everything to be perfect, and I'm like in full snowball, like, like we need like 8 more hospitality vendors or whatever. But we have to sit back and take a look and say, look at how much we've done.
Yes.
Right.
Look at what we're doing, how this is benefiting our members, the community, our cause. I think there's just so much more to it that with anybody, you can get lost in translation of the day-to-day and just sitting back and saying like, wow, we are doing so much. And this isn't even our full-time job. We're here because we love it. And I think like the stressful times, like Emily said, like it's great to have that backbone because we all come together and work together for the cause.
There it is.
Yeah. Are we going to cry?
Amazing.
I was like, maybe. And I have a final question, if I may.
I'm nervous.
Oh, it's fine. I hope. So for people that are listening, that are interested in volunteering and nonprofit work, and also, you know, other organizations, I mean, any sort of advice from your experience that you both would like to share?
Yeah, so I actually recently gave this advice to a coworker. I like blow up junior council in our Slack thread at work. So,
oh my God, Slack.
So he asked me, he's like, how can I get involved? And I was like, I think the first thing to think about is like, what are you passionate about? Are you passionate about healthcare? Are you passionate about animals? Are you passionate about food insecurity, education? Figure out what channel that you're passionate about. And then research organizations that align with that mission. And also time commitment. Mm-hmm. How much time can you dedicate? Because do you want to have a higher impact? Or do you want to have, you know, more laissez-faire, come as you go type of thing? And that helps narrow down your search. And also finding an organization where you feel comfortable.
Right.
One thing that I'm like really amazingly proud of is that any coming to a member meeting for your first time, usually your first thing that you do at junior council, can be daunting, and everyone is so welcoming. So finding a place where you feel comfortable and you feel that you can fit in is really important. So it may be a little bit of a trial and error, but I think to start is, what motivates you and what are you passionate about?
Yeah. Yeah, and the best piece of advice that I could give is once you figure that out and what you want to do, do something different that you've never done before. Like, yeah. go for a role that, like, say I work in marketing, like, go for corporate or go for, you know, hospitality or try something new because you are, you know, going out of your comfort zone. You're giving back, you're volunteering your time. Switch it up and try something new and learn something from it.
That gave me anxiety.
I mean, I was a marketing girl, like working in corporate. That was scary.
But you probably learned so much from it, right? Yeah, like you learn new skills.
As an outsider, marketing and corporate in my brain, same thing. I know that, but I'm like, I chomp vegetables and pour alcohol.
But yeah, just, I mean,
I think front of house is marketing. Like, that's how, I mean, it definitely is.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a form of marketing.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's great advice, is just trying something new. And if you fail, you fail.
Yeah.
Damn.
Love that.
If you fail, you fail.
And you'll learn from it.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So.
I do like that. Oh, yeah. No, but,
do you have anything to add before I do the things that we know to do?
No.
The buildup.
Okay, right.
Well, I was like, so, I did get a Telfar bag. I'm a Telfar bag girl.
Okay, well, we can talk
Christmas.
About that. Off my congratulations.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Why I said no.
Okay. No question mark.
Yes. Question mark? Maybe.
So, Emily and Leanne, how was your time with us?
Amazing.
So awesome.
Great. Thank you.
This is the first podcast I've ever been on.
Same.
I was really nervous, and I feel like I was just having a conversation with friends.
That's what I want.
Awesome.
I love it.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Emily.
Amazing.
Thanks.
Justin and I can have hour-long conversations.
Which we do.
This just felt very comfortable, and I think... Thank you so much for giving us the avenue to talk about what we do and talk about some events that we have, our event coming up. And, you know, if you're interested in attending or participating in it, let us know.
Plug it, because I was going to ask, how do they find you?
Yeah, so if you're interested in purchasing a ticket for Snowball, you can go to juniorcouncil.org. Mm-hmm. And then there is a tab called Annual Snowball Gala. You can purchase your ticket there and use
with
the
promo code.
With promo code Snowball20.
Oh my goodness.
That was really cute.
You can also find us on Instagram at Junior Council. We have a link there as well. We have tons of events for non-members too, like Wellness for a Cause. Our next one is at Barry's Boot Camp on the 23rd. Nice. But we do like fitness classes every other month for, you know, just to raise funds. So we have a lot of stuff going on. So I would say follow our Instagram and check out our website.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Right.
Yeah.
Well.
You got to do some stuff.
Yes. On that note, as always, I just want to give a absolute thank you to Blind Barber Chicago for hosting this necessary conversation, and also for stepping up to be up for silent auction for Snowball.
Yay.
So
yes,
that's gonna be super exciting.
Blind Barber girl, you crazy. Yes. This lounge about to be popping.
Yes. And then also shout out to Blind Barber for providing their services up in the barbershop with a 20% discount. We will let you know exactly when that goes live on Instagram, and then also any sort of messaging. We'll also include it in our messaging as well when this drops. And always, always, always thank you to our sponsors and partners at Ritual Zero Proof just being so amazing, not only for terms of service, but also for supporting your work with Junior Council and the upcoming Snowball Gala.
And offering inclusivity for people when they're at bars and restaurants and they don't want to drink juice.
Absolutely.
Or milk.
And a very special thank you to Allie Kim for concocting these beautiful beverages enjoying. So
Slapped.
Thank you so very much. And also, this is a really big reminder to make sure that you're taking care of yourself out there. Also, if you're looking to get involved, know that there are plenty of people that will help support you along the way. Mm-hmm. And the same goes for if you need any sort of assistance. There are resources available to you. do not hesitate to reach out. And also, if you have any questions, feel free to slide into our DMs at Terms of Service Podcast on Instagram, or feel free to send us a note at connect@termsofservice.media, and we'll do our absolute best to kind of point you in the appropriate direction. And I'm sure the same is to junior counsel as well. Yes. And on that note, I am Justin Arnett Graham, and you can find me on Instagram at This Is Biko.
And my name is Nereba Shepherd. You can find me on the gram at Rebaru, R-E-B-A-R-U. And we'll talk to you soon.
Peace.
Yay!